Today, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice conceded that the U.S. government had made many tactical errors in the war in Iraq, but Rice defended the strategic decision to invade. Rice spoke in the town of Blackburn in the northern English county of Lancashire. The district is represented in the British Parliament by her counterpart, Foreign Secretary Jack Straw. He invited her there in return for his visit to Rice's home state of Alabama last year. As NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Liverpool, in addition to official duties, the U.S. Secretary of State did some sightseeing, including a trip down a musical memory lane.
Decades ago, the young black daughter of an Alabama preacher heard a song with mystifying lyrics by four boys from Liverpool, England.
I read the news today, oh boy. 4,000 holes in Blackburn, Lancashire.
Apparently, John Lennon had just read a newspaper story about the holes in the roads of Blackburn, Lancashire, and he put it in the Beatles song. Now Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said last month, as she planned to visit Blackburn, Lancashire for the first time, that she had never understood that line. Today she finally got a chance to inspect the roads of Blackburn in person. Her trip to Jack Straw's home district contains plenty of sightseeing and culture, though she did first give one major policy speech today in Blackburn. Rice said the big picture of progress in Iraq justifies some of the problems the country is experiencing.
I know we've made tactical errors, thousands of them, I'm sure. This could have gone that way or that could have gone that way. But when you look back in history, what will be judged is, did you make the right strategic decisions? And if you spend all of your time trying to judge this tactical issue or that tactical issue, I think you miss the larger sweep.
Blackburn has a high proportion of Muslim residents, and even if they are a minority, today they were a very vocal one, calling Secretary Rice a terrorist as she arrived at a Blackburn school. Rafiq Ismail is a religious leader within the Blackburn Muslim community.
Condoleezza Rice has been responsible for many lives that have been taken away, many innocent lives. She's responsible for the tortures in Guantanamo Bay. She's responsible for the tortures in Abu Ghraib. She's responsible for many things.
In Liverpool, too, there were protests, where Rice went to visit the Institute of Performing Arts, housed in the 19th century building where Paul McCartney attended school. The US and the UK were again accused of terrorism by the demonstrators, this time with just a little Lennon and McCartney Liverpool twist. Secretary Rice was due to visit a mosque in Blackburn tomorrow, but the visit has been cancelled because of large-scale opposition in the Muslim community and concerns for security. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Liverpool.
And though the holes were rather small, they had to count them all. Now they know how many holes it takes to build the Alpha Hall. I'd love to turn.